It's time now for How You Built That. And today, we're updating a story we first ran last year. It begins with Alex Van de Wark of Chico, California. And here's his question.
Yeah, so it's have you ever mixed concrete before?
I personally have not mixed concrete before, but Alex has mixed a ton of it, especially when he was a teenager helping out with small jobs at his dad's construction company.
And typically what you do is you grab a bag of concrete, you put it in the wheelbarrow, you break it open, you throw water in there, and you use a shovel to mix it around. And then you wheel that wheelbarrow wherever you need, and you pour it.
And when you do this over and over, it can get to be a real pain.
It takes too long, it's messy, and then pouring it is just too challenging to do. My dad and I would say, okay, we need a better way to mix this stuff.
And so one day, kind of on the fly, really, Alex and his dad ditched the wheelbarrow, and they decided to use a lightweight tarp instead. They poured the cement and the water onto the tarp and then held it up between them.
And instead of using a shovel or any other tool, I would just use these four corners, and I would kind of pick one side up at a time and effectively fold the pile of concrete and water over itself, and it would mix very quickly. And then you could just sort of pick up the tarp from one side and pour it in to where you needed it.
Okay, so it's a pretty basic hack, and Alex really didn't think much of it. But a few years later, when he was taking business classes at college, he said to his dad, you know, maybe we can make a thicker tarp to mix cement and then sell it.
But for us, it was like this really difficult leap. And, you know, how do we create something that does what we want it to do without knowing how to create it? We're not experts in the textile industry. We knew how to mix concrete, and that's it.
So in order to market a mixing mat that people would actually want to buy, Alex had to invent a tarp that would form kind of a bowl when you held it so the cement wouldn't spill out. And then the tarp had to be tough and waterproof. And even after he and his dad found just the right material...
It's called a polyester denier blend, and it's coated with PVC.
Even after they found that, they still had to find a way to make the actual mat.
I was calling people in China and Mexico, trying to just see, like, okay, who could make this? And I thought it would be easy. And that took years to do.
Well, they finally got the mat manufactured a few years ago, but when they pitched it to their dream retailer, Home Depot said no.
The funny thing is I spent probably a year learning the same lesson over and over, which is you're not gonna get into Home Depot if you're a nobody.
So this is where a brand new business has to pivot. And that's exactly what Alex did. He figured maybe he could get churches and charities to buy the mix mats and then donate them to places that really needed them.
You know, a huge amount of people that are impoverished in rural areas of the world that have absolutely nothing and they live on dirt floors.
And Alex says several donors have already bought the mats to help rebuild after natural disasters in places like Haiti and Mexico.
You know, it started off as this low-tech product we just wanted to sell to make some money. And it has transformed into an opportunity to help people.
That's Alex Van de Wark, co-owner of Up LLC, which makes the mix mat. And he says the company's revenue has multiplied 10 times since we spoke with them last year. They've also partnered with a nonprofit called Bright Light. And starting in April, they'll be using the mix mat to build homes and schools in developing countries. If you want to learn more about MixMat or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.